We are back. Bill Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. I'm talking about this when I do mean Alabama. Y'all, this show goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, listen, quick addition to the show here. Just had an opportunity to get someone on the air with us. Jay Palmer has begun sort of making himself known more and more around the state as someone who understands what's happening with immigration issues, identifies them, assists communities in recognizing them for what they are. He's a whistleblower himself. He actually was a whistleblower on his former employer, Emphasis, who was using HB1 visas to displace American workers by hiring foreigners for low-wage jobs. And Emphasis wound up having to pay $35 million to settle their fraud charges. But Jay Palmer is on the line with us right now. So, Jay Palmer, how you doing?
Oh, man, I'm blessed today. How you doing?
I am well. I'm well. Thanks for making some time for us. Listen, man, you've kind of been around the state. I know that you were up in Marshall County at one point. I think you spoke down in South Alabama. What are you seeing and what's the latest?
Yeah, it's thanks for having me on the show. And I want to thank, a couple other people, Teresa Ferguson and Jerry Lynn Hansen. But anyway, what I'm seeing now right now is I've befriended and actually spoke at several Haitian churches, just to try to get a lot of information. And, I got some information today that from a Haitian pastor, there are more Haitians coming over on the CHNV program.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not sure I think they have actually been diverted from what he's telling me from the Baldwin County area and maybe up into North Alabama. This is just what he's telling me right now. So these people are coming over here under that program, which allows $30,000 a month. But that's the Cuban, Haitian, Nicaraguan, and Venezuela program. That, there's the issue if it's even a legal program, but they're over here and they have employment authorization documents, which allows them to actually work. I'm sorry, go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you. I mean, at one of the community meetings, I know you were quoted as saying they didn't just show up here, they were sent here.
That is a great observation, because what is happening, I want to explain to the public, and I want to thank Chip Elliott, State Senator, and Ben Robbins, who I've been communicating with, who's understanding what's going on right now. So what happens is that program comes along, and to actually get to the United States, you have to have a sponsor, and that sponsor can be in any state. And the sponsor has to be able to financially support you,
Right. Give
you a job, teach you English, things of that nature. Well, if we follow the money is coming from the government to NGOs. And the NGOs are distributing the money to certain sponsors. From what I'm seeing, we have actually tried to FOIA some information, but they're not taking care of the people. There are staffing agencies that are one of the biggest culprits, and I've actually testified in front of Congress about this, about staffing agencies. What they do is they advertise jobs, and then they have what they call handlers, or I call them traffickers. They pick these people up, and they bring them to different locations to fulfill the jobs. Over 80% of the people that are coming on the CHNV program, and this comes directly from USCIS website, are flying to Miami. Hence, and then they are shipped all over the country. As you know, some of them flew to Springfield, Ohio.
Right.
But they're being bussed around to different locations. Number one, they're looking for jobs. Number two, they're looking for housing. These people don't speak English. They usually come over with a Walmart bag or maybe one suitcase, and that's it.
Well, so I look at it, and how do they choose places like Sylacauga? I mean, what is it? What was on the list somewhere that someone said, okay, looks like a good place for you will be, how about Sylacauga, Alabama? They've got a lot to offer you there. Why?
Well, cheap housing. Look at all the chicken factories around.
Okay.
The chicken plants. I met a lady the other day. I spoke at a Haitian church, and she came up to me in the grocery store and used to translate some translation software, and she was telling me she was bussed to Coleman, Alabama, every day.
From where?
Sometimes from Albertville.
Really?
Yes. Every day she's being bused. And I don't know how far that is, sorry, even though I'm from Barber County. But geography is kind of bad sometimes.
I can tell you it's an hour and 20 minutes.
Yeah, she's bused every day, but she has to be there 20 minutes before the bus gets there. And then she comes back. She takes care of what she has to take care of. She actually said children. And she's been here for a while. And I don't know if her children came over with her. I didn't get the entire story. And then she's back at it again. But she also told me that this has been verified, that a lot of them are staying in hotels, and they rotate out every 8 hours. So they'll have a shift work, and these people go to work. These people leave the hotel, and they're just shifting around. And that is not what the program was. You know, I think the program's wrong. I think the program's illegal because it was not passed by Congress. It was not approved by Congress.
Yeah.
But there's a loophole that Mayorkas and the Biden and Harris administration used. And I don't know if you know this, a lot of people didn't, but about 2 weeks ago, Mayorkas had a speech. I forget exactly where he was. He was out west, and he basically stated, and you can find this on the internet, that he was creating his own workforce.
Yeah.
And that is what he has done.
Well, it's the great reset. I mean, we're looking at the reset here, left and right.
Yeah. But, absolutely. But what do you do? These people are here. And under the law right now, or not under the law, but they are legal. They're legal here to work.
Yeah, they're legal here to work, but they have no other status than just a parole, right?
That is right. The TPS, the temporary protective status.
Well, okay, so is there any level of transparency at all? Like, one of the things that I had State Senator Lance Bell on the phone just a little while ago, and he pointed out that he has more questions this week than he did last week, and that the idea of getting the federal government to just give them a list of who's coming is next to impossible. Are you seeing any cooperation at all with federal agencies to states?
Absolutely not. You know, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth has been the only person that has blatantly asked questions of Mayorkas. And, you know, the questions are, you know, are you vetting the sponsors? Where are the sponsors? Where are they going? Can we have a list? You know, he asked four or five, you know, very pointed questions, if I recall, that we as Americans, not just Alabamians, we need answers to. But these people are coming. And, you know, the fine people of Albertville have actually started. Some of the people that were so against everything, they have started a organization to try to do what they can to protect the community, but also protect the people that are being trafficked.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, it's led by a bunch of group members, church members. It's transitioning tomorrow today. And, you know, if you don't do something, you're going to have more kids that have, you know, that get in trouble. You're going to have gangs. You're going to have a lot of different things. And, you know, I struggle because I know what's right and I know what should be doing. These people should not be coming over here, but they're coming over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I'm conservative as the day is long. But at the end of the day, I mean, you go to Albertville, Alabama, they have their own economy.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And that is something that I'm trying to educate, you know, if nothing else, all I'm trying to do is educate. Because I have lived this for the last 10 years. So this is indentured servitude. You know, the Indian people from Southeast Asia, Indians, they started this entire way of life when they started coming over on H-1Bs and B-1s and F-1s, which is a student visa. They started this entire way of life with their own economy, with sending money back to the other countries. And it's been modeled. I was talking to someone that I'm not going to call their name because I didn't ask them. Someone I have a lot of respect for up in Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's a legal person, an aide, is an attorney. And we were just talking about how this is just mimic the Indian society. They have their own economy. They only shop at, sometimes they go to Walmart, but they shop at the Haitian stores. The Haitian grocery stores, because they're treated differently there.
Well,
and that's all they know, and they don't speak English. That is another huge problem.
Well, it is, and we've got zero. I say zero. We've got a minimal amount of assimilation. We've got people who come in and there's zero plan. You know, the old adage is that a failure to plan is a plan to fail. And what we got right now is the federal government having no plan whatsoever. They're just the federal government is the biggest human trafficker in the world. And
absolutely.
And they're just shipping people around. And it's like rearranging the chairs on the deck of the Titanic. I mean, all you're doing is saying, yeah, go here, go there, go here, go there. But you don't have any plan for them, no relief for them. And the communities, I wrote a piece the other day about what's happening in the communities. It's not that people don't have a good heart, but you can't force benevolence. And when you begin to force benevolence on people.
I read that. That was an amazing article.
Well, I appreciate that. It's just frustrating to watch resources be drained from a community, which then drains their ability to even be benevolent should they choose to do so.
So let me tell you this. You know, there's an old saying that an old attorney, Kenny Mendelson, once told me, when people don't know what to do, they usually do nothing at all. And that is what is happening right now.
Yeah.
People really don't know what to do. But let me throw something out to you.
All right.
You, of course, know what an NGO is.
Sure.
All the money's going to the NGOs.
Yep.
There's an NGO in Alabama that got $17 million from the government.
Wow.
Okay. They got, since 2023, they got an extra $5 million because I looked at their 990. And one of their biggest touts is the resettlement of migrants to Alabama, Haitian migrants. Cuban migrants.
Where are they based out of? Montgomery? Where are they?
Birmingham. Well, they're Birmingham and Atlanta, but there's an office in Birmingham.
Can you name the organization?
Inspiritus.
Inspiritus. Okay. I want to know more about Inspiritus, though.
You should go look at their 990. And they're supposed to be teaching English classes. They're supposed to be doing this. I had a talk with a gentleman today. I'm not going to call his name because, again, I didn't ask him. But he had a conversation with him, and he's an elected official. And he had a couple of emails back and forth with them. Then he asked them, where's the money? Communications have been cut off.
Yeah, I'm sure.
So I'm saying that I'm not accusing. I'm just saying that the government gives sponsors money to do this. Why not give it to this organization or several other organizations that I know that are actually out trying to do things to help? Because, you know, Mr. Williams, if we don't do something, I mean, these people are here, regardless if you like it or not. And they left a war-torn country. And the Biden-Harris administration did something horrible to the people of Alabama and the entire United States. Number one, they let these people come over here illegally and then gave them legal authorization. Number two, they didn't prepare the states and they did not prepare the communities. So you ask me why they're moving to small towns. It's simple. Cheaper housing.
Yeah.
But look at Albert. Go to Zillow and look at Albertville, Alabama. If you can find a place to rent, it's $2,500 a month. If you can find a place.
They've jacked up the rents have gone through the roof because they're federally subsidized.
Jay,
I'm out of time, brother, but I really do appreciate you making a quick call.
I hope I've helped let people understand, but I just got to plug the organization because they've done so much, if that's okay with you.
Sure, go ahead.
It's a nonprofit. It's Transitioning Tomorrow Today. It's tttoday.org. And the board members, are pastors and community people and people you wouldn't expect that are trying to teach driving lessons and trying to do something that the government should be doing to not only educate and protect the community, but stop the human trafficking.
All right, man. Got to leave it there. Appreciate you, Jay. Thanks very much. And we'll have you on again sometime soon. All right.
Hey, may God bless you.
All right. Bye-bye. You too. Wow. All right. That was an unexpected opportunity, and I ran late. So Big Rig, take us straight to the break, brother. We'll do that. We'll come back, take a few text messages, and kind of wrap this up. But there's some interesting dynamics going on, especially when you consider that not only are they all here, and he's right, they're here, but they're forming their own sub-economies. That's unbelievable. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.